As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, baby. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, April the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions for you as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on the air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. Always glad to get your emails. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647, the postal zip zone. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. Lots of ways to listen to the broadcast, all your apps and goodies and your tippy-tappies, too. Thanks for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. And, of course, our archives are neatly carried and stashed away for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Our listener call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals remain at record highs, charting all new ground this morning. Crude oil opens lower, U.S. dollar up. The Greens press for carbon taxes, tax subsidies, high gas prices, fund development in the U.S., back to basics, building the foundation for precinct-driven political activation. Of course, we'll talk about all those items and take your calls as well. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Good news for the gold bugs. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, gold was trading off $4.30 at $1,482.10 an ounce. However, at airtime right now, gold is tracking quickly towards $1,500 on an upward spike. It's at $1,494.70, up $8.30. Will we see $1,500 gold during the broadcast? Very possibly. We'll see how that goes. Silver this morning, again an hour ago, off 39 cents at $42.66. It's going to continue to move as well today. It's up already 30 cents at $43.35 as of airtime. Platinum and palladium both down this morning. Platinum is off $14 at $1,775 a troy ounce. Palladium is off $21 at $744. And, of course, all these are spot prices for bullion products. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Now, these numbers are going to be changing and changing throughout the morning. The lows and the highs as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We saw gold at $1,476.50 for a low, $1,490.10 for a high, but of course we beat that already. But at $1,482.10, your gold was up $345.20, and it's higher than that now. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once more to our Monday, Moonday, April the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com as we're joined by our AM and FM affiliates that may have been away at the top of the hour news break. Good things for the gold bugs out there. Again, we found gold trading off. $4.30 an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at $1,482.10. But we are currently watching a meteoric rise here in the price of gold, the value of gold on the Kitco.com webpage. We can see that gold is up. Refresh this screen. Let's just see what it is doing right now. It was up $8.30 a moment ago at $1,494.70. And it's trying to reload here, and it's going to come around in a moment. Seems to be a tremendous amount of activity on the Kitco website this morning. A lot of people watching. Now it's backing off just a little bit. All right, so it's pulling back down a little bit. But it was very, very close, within $6 of crossing that $1,500 mark. And we said a couple of weeks ago that if we could see gold staying in and above a $1,450 level for any length of time at all, I was looking for maybe a week to 10 days, to build a lot of strength to be able to go ahead and creep up and try and hit that $1,500 mark. We've been trying that all throughout last week, setting all new records on a day-to-day basis. A lot of this has to do with the geopolitical things that are going on in the world, not to mention the least of all Libya and Saudi Arabia and all of the discussions about petroleum products. You know, we do have an oil-based economy, the petrodollar. But there's also, I'm sure that a lot of people took the time over the weekend to sit down, sit back, and listen and watch the various sundry presentations that came out of the meeting at Mount Washington there in New Hampshire Bretton Woods 2. And if you did that, as I suggested, you might consider it over the weekend in your spare time. You will have found the same sort of a thing that myself and Vicky and many others have. Vicky Davis has been following along with this as well. A lot of what's coming out of this conference that George Soros ponied up about $50 million to make come to pass, most of what's coming out of that conference is uncertainty. There doesn't seem to be a good plan coming forward, doesn't seem to be any consensus coming out of all of these various and sundry masters of the economic world, basically the academia, those people, the Nobel laureates, and so on and so forth. A very mixed expression coming out. So that is that uncertainty diminishes confidence. And when you are diminishing confidence, it's all a con game anyway, right? It is. It's like going to Vegas. You know, if you believe in shooting the craps, if you believe that you're looking at a free and open roulette wheel, you might place a bet. But if you know that the roulette operator has got his foot on the magnet down below and can stop it on any number that he wants, you're not going to bet very much, okay? That's the way it is. So it's all based on confidence. When confidence wanes in a system, of course, everybody looks to safe havens and gold and silver, platinum, palladium, and other investments in the commodities. The real world are much more of a safe haven than in this digital exchange marketplace. If you take a look at something like the gold to silver ratio, which we'll cover in a moment, and we can see that from the time of our founding with the Constitution, there was a set amount of silver, which was a quote-unquote dollar, all right? And so we've looked at that gold-to-silver ratio, and we follow that. It's come down considerably as the price of silver continues to go up and up and up and up and up, all right? So it takes you fewer and fewer ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold if you were to work that way. Very few people ever trade silver for gold, and usually it's going the other way these days. Especially as silver continues to chart all new highs, your return on your investment and your silver investments is far higher and has been for the whole past year than it would be if you were invested in gold. So a lot of people are selling out their gold positions and going into silver. Many others would say, hey, just stick with what you've got in the gold, and if you can, add to your silver as we go along. But again, the silver ratio, gold to silver ratio this morning at 37.78. Let's go back into our market report and close it out for this morning again. We'll just pass over the gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Those numbers are changing drastically and rapidly. But the London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price of gold at $1,484.50. And gold promptly thumbed its nose there and went straight up. Meteoric. Part of this is being driven, of course, by this resurgence of interest over the weekend and this morning on the GLD and the GOL, the exchange-traded gold products, where we found over the weekend the SPDR Gold Trust has added 18.2 metric tons back into their holdings, which is a substantial investment in a short period of time. This morning, they're claimed to be holding 1,231.16 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on these bullion prices at $58.4 billion. That's a whole lot. Big hands, deep pockets in the market. Disappointing over the weekend in the stocks. You'll see if you go up on the Bloomberg website and look at the Europe map and the Asia map, you'll see that it was red ink across the board, Asia and Europe. And last Friday, we had green ink on the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. We'll see whether or not we close today higher or lower. But on Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 57 at 12,342. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 2765. And the S&P 500 closed up 5 at 1320. The crude oil this morning, we'll see where it goes during the day. But at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, crude oil was down $1.39. You can find out more about crude oil by going to the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, checking it out there. But it was down $1.39 at $108.27 for these 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. Again, and we'll talk about that in a moment, there's really no need for the oil prices to be as high as they are, especially for West Texas intermediate or light sweet crude, as we call it, delivered as it is in the Cushing hub. No reason for an increase there because there's nothing happening in the Near and Middle East that is impacting it. North Africa, Libya, no, not at any of it. That affects the Brent crude prices. It affects the European delivery markets, not here. And we'll have an article about that in a moment. The U.S. dollar index, again, you can find out more about that on theice.com. Theice.com is where I go. It's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, this trade-weighted basket of currencies, where the U.S. dollar this morning bumped up 51 basis points as stands at 75.35. The foreign exchange rates are, of course, impacted by any move in that. You know, if you're going to go offshore and do any commerce whatsoever, you're going to need to exchange your U.S. dollars for the foreign currencies, and that's what the foreign exchange rates are all about. So this morning, based upon this increase, this uptick in the U.S. dollar index to 75.35, it impacts the Canadian loonie, where the Canadian loonie moves down correspondingly 50 basis points and exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.03. So if you're going to buy Canadian loonies, you're going to have to pay $1.03 U.S. for every one of them. The Mexican peso moves down 43 basis points and yet still above the 8-cent mark, coming in at 9 cents U.S. this morning. Your multiplier on the Mexican peso is 11.7145 pesos per dollar, 11.7145. The euro this morning off 113 basis points at $1.43. The British pound off 56 basis points at $1.62. And that venerable Swiss franc moving down 77 basis points and yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.11. The bond market this morning, these are the U.S. treasuries, the bonded indebtedness. You'll hear all about it on the Bloomberg website and elsewhere when you read about bonds. This is what they're talking about. Of course, there's corporate bonds and other bonds as well, munis. But these are the U.S. treasuries. The bond this morning, the two-year, is yielding 0.9%. The 10-year is at 3.44 and the 30 at 4.52. We'll be right back.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, back up to the Bloomberg website, you know, I've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, all this nonsense coming out of Libya that basically we here in the United States, North America, you know, we've been bent over the oil barrel and we're going right up the stovepipe, unfortunately getting cleaned out by the oil companies one more time. This article supports that. Oil declines in New York after Saudi Arabia says the market is oversupplied. And we've been talking about that. There's this glut of oil in storage. There's gluts everywhere, you know, natural gas in storage, tons of it. Anyway, Grant Smith and Ben Sharples writing this for Bloomberg New News this morning. Oil declined for the first time in 4 days in New York after Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest exporter, said the global market has adequate crude supplies. Adequate. Futures slipped as much as 1.1% after Saudi Arabia's oil minister, Ali Al-Naimi, said yesterday the market is oversupplied. Crude fell 2.8% last week on speculation. Price gains spurred by conflicts in the Middle East will curb economic expansion. As they finally have been listening to Become Vocal Local, the world economy is being hurt by, quote, very high oil prices, close quote, said Nobu Tanaka, the International Energy Agency's executive director. Yeah, I guess. I hope he didn't go to school very long to figure that out. Quote, the price recovery may have been delayed by Al-Naimi's comments, but I think the general trend is for the markets to move higher. Close quote, said Christopher Billu, the senior broker at Bosch Commodities Limited in London. Quote, investors are cautiously returning as it becomes apparent that Libyan crude may be unavailable for some time and as unrest continues in other countries. Close quote. Okay, so unless we see some kind of a conflagration going on in Saudi Arabia, Saudis are totally prepared to cover any kind of a backlog a diminished supply, a diminution in the supply coming out of Libya. All right. Libya produces less than 2% of the global oil supply. And it's, you know, it shouldn't be cause for all of this increase in prices. We'll find out more about that in a moment. Crude oil for May delivery slid as much as blah, 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 blah. Brent crude for June settlement dropped 90 cents. Blah, blah, blah. Saudi Arabia, the biggest oil exporter, has said it will make up for any crude production lost as a result of conflict in Libya. All right, so it's a sum-zero gain there. There's not a problem going on here. But they're making it one, and they're charging us through the nose. That's being polite. Which erupted in mid-February, Saudi Arabia sold 2 million barrels of new blends of oil developed to help replace Libyan barrels withheld from the market. Of course, now there's a better quality there in Libya. That's their equivalent to our light sweet crude. And anyway, but the Saudis say there's plenty left. Al-Naimi said as he arrived in Kuwait for a conference, unrest in Libya, Africa's third biggest producer, is the bloodiest in a wave of uprisings that has toppled leaders in Egypt and Tunisia and spread to Algeria, Bahrain, Iran, Oman, Syria, and Yemen. Libya's crude production, which averaged 1.6 million barrels a day last year, shrank to 390,000 barrels a day in March, all right? So that's about a million barrels off per day, according to a Bloomberg News survey of producers, analysts, and companies. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told his... Well, I'm going to have to get a camel. I'm getting good at this. All right, get some figs and dates. You know, maybe I should get a hat, too. Anyway, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told his newly appointed cabinet that plans to lift the country's 48-year-old state of emergency. Yeah, I mighty would love to do that here in the United States, too. Get rid of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's state of emergency. That would be a blessing, wouldn't it? They're going to lift it, though. 48-year-old state of emergency must be completed next week. While in Libya, the rebels said they expected to receive heavy weapons in their battle to overthrow Muammar Gaddafi. What did they do? Pray to Allah or something? Allah, bar, heavy weapons, please. And they got them. Nuclear-powered camels are on their way. Global crude supplies are shrinking while prices are rising because of many factors, including uncertainties, the IEA's Tanaka said in Kuwait yesterday. Well, They go on, they talk about everything else. Market snapshot out of Europe. We got some closing prices here. Everything's in the red in Europe. Everything is in the red in Asia. Well, let's go to the next article and take a look at this one. Gold is little concerned, little changed after reaching a record on concern about inflation. New news, Nicholas Larkin writing this for Bloomberg. Gold was little changed after reaching a record in London and New York as concern about European debt and faster inflation boosted demand for the metal as an alternative investment. Silver touched a 31-year high. Of course, all those highs are now behind us. China increased banks' reserve requirements to cool inflation that quickened in March to the fastest pace since 2008. The euro weakened against the dollar on speculation Greece will be unable to avoid a default. Unrest in the Middle East and North Africa and concerns about Japan's nuclear crisis also helped gold's gain this year. And there's a lot more in this article about all of that. The cost of insuring Greek government debt rose to a record, blah, blah, blah. Reserve ratios will rise a half point, blah, blah, blah. China's tightening its credit. Yeah, there's a lot out there. Here's another one. The Republicans and the Democrats are still haggling as far as the debt ceiling is concerned. This article by David Learman, writing for Bloomberg. The Ryan Geithner office offer different views of agreement to increase the debt ceiling. They're all still suck on stupid out there. Maybe they ought to visit with the Committee of 300, get that information under their belt so they understand what they're really doing. But House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, he's kind of like the darling now, said Republican leaders haven't pledged to raise the nation's debt limit yet, even as Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said they know it's necessary. They know it's necessary. Little Timmy, Pilgrim's Society there. Yeah, the head of the Pilgrim's Society, by the way. My research is accurate. The Wisconsin Republican congressman who won House approval last week of his plan to cut more than $6 trillion in spending over a decade. Yeah. Said Republicans will continue to demand that any time debt limit increases be accompanied by additional spending cuts. Continuing, we won't raise, just simply raise the debt limit, Ryan said on yesterday's CBS Face the Nation. Quote, we will vote to have spending cuts and controls in conjunction with the debt limit increase. That'll be nice if they can get it through the Senate. That'd be cool. As the federal government approaches its borrowing limit of $14.3 trillion. Wow. Republican and Democratic leaders spent the weekend jockeying for political advantage over what conditions should be attached, if any, to the debt limit increase. Geithner said the administration remains confident that a deal will come together, avoiding unsettling financial markets. Of course, they're all headed home soon, and they're going to have to face the voters in the town hall meetings, and we'll see how the party, Tea Party people fare in that process. Here's another article. Let's keep our eyes on this kind of a story. Australia needs a carbon tax to protect the nation's prosperity, jobs, Swan says. All right, Elizabeth Behrman writing this for Bloomberg, yesterday's news. Australia, Australia's economy needs to introduce a price on carbon to protect its prosperity. Now, this is where it's been going all along. They're going to tax the snakes not out of you one way or the other. Your cost for energy consumption is going to be going through the roof. We can see that right now at the gas station. But don't wait. It's going to go even get even worse than that. Your natural gas is going to go up. Coal-fired electricity is going to go up. Electricity in general is going to go up. And they're going to force you onto an austerity program as they rake you over the coal. All right? And at the same time, Nat King Cole Rothschild is building up a coal bourse. Right. Treasurer Wayne Swan said his labor unions threatened to oppose the government's plan over concerns it will cut jobs. These big reforms are always hard fought, he says. They're always difficult and they're always contested. Swan, in an interview, again, we're talking about Australia here, in an interview with Sky Television yesterday, the government must prepare the country to, quote, make the transition for that future, to drive the investment in energy, particularly, but also in renewable energy, to make sure we do protect the prosperity and the jobs of the future. North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, don't it? We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once more, back to this article in regards to Australia needing a carbon tax to protect their nation's prosperity and jobs. Right. Steelmakers should be exempt from a carbon tax and the aluminum, cement, and gas industries compensated. They're taking it out of your pocket and they're transferring it over to the wealthy. Isn't that wild? What a novel idea. Raping the people, pillaging the poor, giving the money to the master blasters. The Australian Manufacturing Workers Union supported the AWU, the country's biggest union, newspaper said. Prime Minister Julia Gillard's Labour Party wants to set a new price on carbon emissions from July of 2012 in preparation for a trading system that could begin as early as 2015. You know? Even though Congress blocked the cap-and-trade system here in this country, it's being implemented not only at the state level, but at your county level, and it's coming in the back door as well, globally, you might add. All right, here's a quote. "I'm not surprised by the vigor that we've seen in the debate at the moment," close quote, Swan said yesterday. "There's no doubt that the trade-exposed industries do deserve assistance, and we're engaged with that sector in discussions." All right, so we'll subsidize and subsidize and subsidize in order to accommodate the green agenda. About 50 companies will be liable for almost two-thirds of the emissions covered under this plan, Swan said in his weekly economic note yesterday, citing a speech by Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Greg Comet. The annual impact on households of a $31.70 per metric ton carbon price, excluding petrol price concessions, would be $863.20 a year. How'd you like to dial that one into your budget? $863.20 a year tacked onto your electric bill would be higher than my property taxes here in sunny Southwest Missouri. 51% of 1,016 people polled on March the 23rd opposed Gillard's plan, and 34% support it, according to an Essential Media survey. The poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points. Gillard's Labor Party lost its majority in August 2010 national election, the closest ballot in 70 years, and relies on the support of four non-party lawmakers to pass this legislation. Well, there's more to that. Certainly, let's jump over here and look at this brief note right out of the European Union. Carbon, little changed after reaching a 12-day high. Power advances, by Matthew Carr. Brief note, European Union carbon permits were little changed from last week's close after rising to their highest price in 12 days. As power utilities hedge forward sales of electricity generated from fossil fuels. These guys are still stuck on stupid, aren't they? I wonder how many pterodactyls it takes to make one 42-gallon barrel of fossil fuel oil. EU Commission's emission allowances for December rose as much as 0.6% to 17.23 euros, or $24.70 a metric ton, on the ICE Futures Europe Exchange in London. The highest price since April the 6th. One of these days, we'll be talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the carbon exchange markets. Well, China in the news again this morning. China said to ensure corn demand by curbing industrial use. Seems that they are getting their head out of their duffies. All right, listen to the article, Bloomberg News. New news today. China, the second biggest corn user, is taking steps to limit consumption in the biochemical and sweetener industry to ensure a supply for livestock. Farmers, said three people who received a government document on the matter. So I guess we can say that feed, fuel, and other foods are starting to trump this ethanol production and other things. Processors, back to the article, will be barred from buying more corn than their consumption level in 2009, and the government will increase value-added taxes on corn-based products, said the people who declined to be identified, as the information is yet not public. China's demand for corn-derived products, ranging from pharmaceutical supplies to alcohol and sweetener in beverages, is outpacing growth in consumption of livestock feed. They're starting to remember that people need to eat beef, you know. People eat the corn. The introduction of curbs on lending to companies for buying corn showed demand had exceeded production, underscoring the growing need for imports, according to Wanda Futures Company. In other words, they're looking around the world now, needing more and more and more of our corn being sent in to supply the production demand in China. Right? At the same time, they're starting to back off on feeding corn to petrochemical companies and feeding more corn to livestock producers and to the people. While the government may succeed in limiting further purchases by the industrial processors, the policies may be just forcing companies to consume inventories but won't make demand disappear. In other words, the companies aren't going to go away, their demand isn't going to go away, and they're going to have to look offshore in order to get the corn they need. That will be looking at the United States, looking at Russia, and other places that grow corn. Here's another one. The non-payers complicate the Republican effort at overhaul of U.S. tax code. This, again, off the Bloomberg website. Richard Rubin writing yesterday. More than 45% of U.S. households won't owe federal income taxes for 2010. And depending on certain arguments, we might say that no one owes a federal income tax at all. Anyway, that stems from decades of tax cuts. And in the minds of some Republican lawmakers, it's also a problem. That's right. These pilfering bandits have to be inside of everybody's household collecting their Peter's pence, or they're just not happy. Policies designed to ease the tax burden of lower-income Americans and offer targeted tax incentives have pushed millions of people off the income tax rolls. That ain't the only thing that's pushed people off the income tax rolls. But that has bolstered an argument that these households don't have enough of a stake in the political system because they don't pay income taxes. Maybe that's why we can only get 10% of the people in Southwest Missouri to come out to the polls to vote. They're not paying taxes and they don't give a crap. Huh?
Wow.
Well, there might be some truth to that argument. Here's a quote. As a matter of fairness, wouldn't it make more sense if all citizens paid at least something in income taxes? Close quote. Ask Orrin Hatch. Somebody needs to take care of his hatch. Just hand it back to him and let him wander around in a cornfield someplace there, Orrin. Anyway, the top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. How do you feel about that, folks? You think it would make more sense if all citizens paid at least something in income taxes? How about if we just get rid of the Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Reserve that it supports? Get rid of that little tax collector and the money machine, and we can start living easy again in this country. Continuing, says, I'm convinced that it would help us in our fight against excessive federal spending. You got a lot of takers when you ask people if they want more of something and you tell them it's not free. Oh, well, anyway, requiring everyone to pay some income taxes could shift more of the burden onto low-income workers at a time when income and wealth are more concentrated at the top of the economic scale. So they're coming right back to you again. They're going to jack up the cost of your electricity, the cost of your gasoline, the cost of your food as we export more corn out of the United States over to China, and they're going to increase your income tax take as well. And just wait, your property taxes will go up too, all right? And we're supposed to be the consumers of the world? We're the ones that are supposed to rush out the Wally World and Home Depot and fill up our baskets with all that cheap Chinese plastic crap?
Right.
And people are having a hard time finding enough Twinkies and Ho-Hos just to make it through the day. Quote, just as a political matter, it's really hard to make somebody who's paying nothing pay something. Said Bruce Bartlett, I'd agree with that there, Bruce, an economist who worked for Republican presidents who has been critical of recent Republican policies. Quote, it's easier to get people who are paying something to pay more. Well, I guess it could be said. Ryan budget plan defended as Republicans return home to voters. Get ready. Here's your opportunity to become vocal local on the local level. Lisa Lara writing this for Bloomberg yesterday morning. First-term Representative Bobby Schilling is getting ready for some uncomfortable conversations. Yeah, that's right. They're going to put the Tea Party on boil. The pizzeria owner turned Republican lawmaker supported his party's 2012 budget plan that passed in the House last week, a proposal that cuts more than $6 trillion in federal spending over 10 years, privatizes Medicare, and caps Medicaid. Now, with Congress adjourned for a two-week recess, this is the time to get active, folks. They're back. They're in the state. And they're moving around. Now's the time to make those phone calls to your local offices, the congressional offices. Schedule an appointment. Bring all of your documentation. Meet with your Congress whores. Now's the time. Now, with Congress adjourned for a two-week recess, there's a time limit for this. He's heading home to his Illinois district, abutting the Mississippi River, armed with charts, talking points, and a thick skin. That's right. Charts. Talking points. See, they don't leave any stone unturned in Washington. They've got it all worked out for these guys. They've got all of their excuses ready. And they're coming home and they're going to share with you the excuses that they learned in Washington. Now, with Congress adjourned for a two-week recess, he's heading home. Social Security, Medicare, they're all going to be somewhat tough, but I'm just somebody who gets up there and I just let them start yelling.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And back into the news basket one more time here, this by Simon Kennedy and Sandrine Rossello, writing for Bloomberg. G20 names too big to ignore, economies downplay shocks. The U.S., China, and five other large economies will face deeper scrutiny from their peers to ensure their policies don't derail a global expansion that finance chiefs bet is strong enough to absorb recent shocks. The seven countries have a gross domestic product greater than the 5% of the group of 20 nations economies, and so carry, quote, the greater potential for spillover effects, G20 central bankers and finance ministers said during weekend talks in Washington. So we had G20 in Washington the week after, following this new Bretton Woods agreement. Well, there was no agreement really signed. I don't think they could have arrived at a consensus if somebody had been whipping them with sticks. But anyway, they certainly had much to say, and so here is some more of that. Drawing up the list is part of a plan to spot imbalances in individual economies, such as large trade gaps, and prescribe policies to fix them before they harm global growth. Once again, we go back and think about, you know, the wisdom. I don't know how many of you caught the rebroadcast on Michael Vail's broadcast over the weekend, Vantage Point, where he had, once again, replaying this John Coleman interview that he had. And it was fantastic. I mean, I just can't get enough of that. That gentleman, Dr. John Coleman, you can find his work at Coleman300.com. But if you want to understand why we're dealing with all of these news articles that have to do with every corner of the planet, it's because we have actually transitioned into this global economy that the black nobility of Europe have been pushing for the last 500 years. All right? And we're there, baby. We're there. Drawing up the list of a plan to spot imbalances in individual economies, such as large trade gaps. You know, we're not talking about California or Oklahoma, the Dust Bowl and all that. No, no. We're talking about every nook and cranny. I mean, we're from Togo and Lesotho to Iceland, you know, to the Sakhalin Peninsula down to Brazil, the BRICS and all the rest of them. I mean, what's up with all of that? You know, how do we interface with that? Where's our representation in this global system? I say we don't have any. And the United Nations isn't helping us either. Drawing up this list again is part of a plan to spot imbalances in individual economies, such as large trade gaps, and prescribe policies to fix them before they harm global growth. For now, the recovery is broadening and becoming more self-sustained, even as unrest in the Middle East and North Africa, as well as Japan's earthquake and tsunami, raise uncertainty about the outlook policymakers said. Policymakers. Regulations. All right? There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law and the rise of statism. The state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, return is codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, taxable, licensable, and revocable policies, regulations. They become the little G-Godman marching on the planet, all right? All those Zarathustra supermen. The economies are too big to ignore, said Stephen Englander, the head of a group of 10 currency strategy at Citigroup, Inc. The G20 is, quote, approaching a situation where there are common principles for them all and that those who deviate from them will be called to the dock, close quote. That's right. Sovereign nations? Where? Point one out. The push to rebalance the world economy so its growth relies less on drivers such as U.S. demand. That's right, you shoppers. Get out there and shop, shop, shop until you drop. And Chinese exports will likely encourage appreciation of emerging market exchange rates against those of developed countries. So we've got the developing countries, the backward countries. Talk about backwardization. There you go. And the advanced economies. We've got the redistribution of wealth from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere. We got the browning down of all Western European peoples by the international migration and development agenda. We continue to run one war after another war in all of the Middle East and African countries to drive those people right into the European and Americas. Interesting stuff developing around us in this decade. He predicts the Chinese yuan, blah, 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 who cares, expansion strength. Policymakers were in Washington for the semi-annual talks of the 187-member International Monetary Fund and World Bank as investors query the strength of expansion. So I suppose on the 15th you could stay home under house arrest and refuse to buy at your local grocery store, but it's a bigger picture than that, Dorothy. Time to widen the hem of your understanding. International Monetary Fund and World Bank as investors query the strength of expansion. In addition to the Chinese Japanese disasters, the price of oil is above $100 a barrel. Monetary policy is tightening in China, and European nations from Greece to Portugal continue to struggle to finance their debts. World Bank President Robert Zoellick, there's a real piece of work, said the world is one shock away from a food crisis. And, of course, you know, they're looking for more corn in China. Even as it is noted, downside risks still remain. The G20 nevertheless sounded more optimistic than in February when it complained of uneven growth and high unemployment in rich nations. Uneven growth and high unemployment in rich nations. That doesn't spell, you know, that doesn't bode well for the developing countries that depend upon subsidized lifestyles, you know, being off the back of the Americans. At the end of the week, in which German car maker Volkswagen AG posted record first quarter sales, and French retailer Carrefour SA said its first quarter sales rose 3.9%. Policymakers noted, quote, increasingly robust. She loved that word, robust. It's like these tippy tommies that are walking around. They're about 600 pounds. I've seen some of these increasingly robust people look like Pillsbury Doughboy. Somebody stuck an air hose in their orifice and pumped them up. Anyway, private demand growth and enough spare capacity to meet energy needs. Stocks fell. U.S. stocks fell last week, giving the Standard & Poor 500 index its straight second weekly decline, blah, 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 blah. All right, more and more. Foreclosures, it's not over yet. Foreclosure probe talks said to yield some agreements with the bank, this by David McLaughlin. I just love going up on Bloomberg's website and stirring around in the mornings. Sure do find out a lot there. Of course, you know, you have to take all of this with a grain of salt, sometimes a massive grain of salt, maybe even a salt shaker full of salt, but it does give you some of the heads up on what the talking points are coming out of New York City. By David McLaughlin, New News, Attorney General negotiating a settlement of a 50-state, I should say Attorneys General, negotiating a settlement of 50-state investigation of foreclosure practices have reached agreements with lenders on some terms while failing so far to reach an accord on potential monetary payments by the banks, said a person familiar with the talks. They're still trying to figure out what to do with this financial meltdown as a result of the foreclosures and all of the credit default swaps and obligations and other things like that. The probe was triggered by claims of faulty foreclosure practices following the housing collapse, which law enforcement officials said may violate state law. Now, these talking points are months and months old now, months and months and months old now, but they're still running them around. Why? Well, because they're inside of the negotiation process where the banks are cutting deals. They've lawyered up, and they're making progress. Significant progress has been made on a deal with lenders, which include Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, with agreements in principle reached on several issues, said the person, who didn't specify the areas of accord, as they may change as talks proceed. All right? It may take at least 2 months to reach a final agreement. So here we are in April of 2011. And two more months would put us out, what, April, May, and June. So maybe sometime in July, they might start reaching some kind of an agreement. And how many of those millions of homes that have been foreclosed, how many of those people that are living in a dumpster or in a culvert in Arizona someplace, how many of those people are going to be benefited by any of this claptrap that comes out of the banks and their lawyers? Few, I would say. Again, it may take at least 2 months to reach a final agreement, said the person who declined to be identified because the talks are private. An accord remains out of reach because states want principal reductions for borrowers. Principal reductions, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Pity, all right? A pity party. Well, principal, that's the amount you owe on the loan, not the interest rates that are being tagged on. Principal reductions, which is more than the banks agreed to in deals reached with U.S. regulators last week. In other words, they don't want you to touch that principal. That's their cash machine, baby. Don't touch that principal. We can negotiate on the interest you're paying, but don't touch that principal. That's what binds you to the bank. Continuing, Geoff Greenwood, a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, who leads the negotiations for the states, declined to comment. Don Fromm, a spokesman for Charlotte-based North Carolina Bank of America, and Thomas Kelly, a spokesman for New York-based J.P. Morgan, didn't respond either. Well, that's that article. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, April the 18th, 2011, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Many of you realize that Passover begins this evening at sundown, for those of you that care. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour, a variety of news. Got a little bit, a couple more articles to go through before the end of the news basket here. But before we go any further, just to remind you, you know, this, again, you can find the replay on Michael Vail's broadcast on Vantage Point on Sunday evening at 6 here on the Central Time, where he replayed his interview once more with Dr. John Coleman. But it's always interesting to hear Coleman's point of view because he's done so very, very much research into all of this. He probably knows as much about the black nobility of Europe, their deeds, and all of their evil ways as well as anybody. But it was always curious, you know, or interesting to hear him say, you know, that the depopulation of the earth to get rid of the useless eaters is the goal of all the wars. You know, so we have wars going on all over the near and the Middle East. This idea of getting rid of these useless eaters back into Thus Spake Zarathustra, Nietzsche's most popular book, and this again back into the completed in February of 1885, all right, a couple of weeks ago. This is not some new thing that was just whipped up out of whole cloth, but here just a very simple, oh, ever are there but a few of those who have hearts, persistent courage and exuberance, and in such remaineth also the spirit patience. The rest, however, are cowardly. What is this, cowardly? Cowardly. Well, let's start over again and find out about it, you know. Find out about these cowardly. All lieth everything already withered and gray, which but lately stood green and many-hued on this meadow. And how much honey of hope did I carry hence into my beehives? Those young hearts have already become old, and not old even, only weary, ordinary, and comfortable. They declare it. We have, again, become pious. You know, the pious man rag. Song I wrote back in the 70s. Of late did I see them run forth at early morn with valorous steps, but the feet of their knowledge became weary, and now do they malign ever their morning valor. Verily, many of them once lifted their legs like the dancer. To them winked the laughter of my wisdom. Then did they bethink us themselves. Just now have I seen them bent down to creep to the cross. Around light and liberty did they once flutter like gnats and young poets, a little older, a little colder, and already are they mystifiers and mumblers and muddly coddlers. Did their perhaps their hearts despond because lonesomeness had swallowed me like a whale? Did their ear perhaps hearken yearningly for me in vain, and my trumpet notes and herald calls? Ah, he says. Ever are there but a few of those whose hearts have been persistent courage and exuberance, and in such remaineth also the spirit patient. The rest, however, are cowardly. The rest, these are always the great majority, the commonplace, the superfluous, the far too many. Those are called cowardly. Interesting terminology here, the great majority. The commonplace, the superfluous, the far too many, those all are called cowardly. Right? Him who is of my type will also the experiences of my type meet on the way, so that his first companions must be corpses and buffoons. His second companions, however they will call themselves, his believers, will be a living host with much love, much folly, much unbearded veneration. to those believers shall he who is of my type among men not bind his heart? In those springtimes and many-hued meadows shall he not believe? Who knoweth the fickly fainted-hearted human species? Could they do otherwise, then would they also will otherwise? The half and half spoil everything. The half and half. Oh, yeah. Lukewarm, be spit it out of the mouth. The half and half, the superfluous, the too many.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, April the 18th, 2011. In the first hour, went through a variety of news. I think we'll dispense with the balance of the news and go into something else. You know, in the first segment here while we were away at the top of the hour break, I shared again a little bit of a reading from Thus Spake Zarathustra, Nietzsche's writings. Very interesting stuff. A little bit about the superfluous, the many too many, the useless eaters. Of course, you can pick that up in the work of John Coleman as well. But that's not all. The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst, this by 1938 published, kind of gives us another idea of what was going on. What would communism mean to the United States? Where we pick it up about where we left off last week with this. For did not Marx, that would be Karl Mordecai, Marx, and stipulate that Jews would have to be, quote, to free themselves before they could free others. Interesting thought, eh? All Christians and the lesser Jews, it would be a lesser brethren there, would be placed in collectives. under Jewish authority, since all industries as well as all farming would be nationalized. All foodstuffs would be rationed so that the Jewish overlords could control the entire dispensation of all available food as well as all means of livelihood. The national emblem, the stars and stripes, would be replaced by the red rag with the hammer and the sickle, and the Jewish six-pointed Star of David would adorn all of our official buildings, as it already is being used by some of our government departments. Americans, always fond of traveling, would have to adjust themselves to staying at home, for traveling to foreign countries would be prohibited for non-Jews. How's that TSA working out for you, America? It would be only one kind of people, the group of commissars and the other loyal folk of their race who would be allowed to travel to foreign lands. For Americans of Christian stock, the borders would be closed, like the gates of a jail, as is the case in Soviet Russia, for the Christians in America would be closely confined to their collectives, mines, or labor camps, as the case might be. To own an automobile would also be the most exclusive, almost exclusive privilege of members of the chosen race. How's that $5 a gallon gasoline sitting with you? How's that $40,000 automobile lining up with your budget? One of the first acts of the new United Soviet States government, again, this was written in 1938, prescient if not prophetic, one of the first acts of the new United Soviet States government would be the establishing of a terror police, whose foremost duty it would be to protect the Jew in every way. Think of that as Morris Deese and the Southern Poverty Defense League and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security and on and on and on. We could go with the FBI and the CIA and the NSA endlessly, listing all of the agencies in the alphabet soup world we live in. In this country, which has frequently been called the cradle of liberty, every expression or act displeasing to the chosen race would call down swift retribution of the most ruthless kind. And to this end, an immense government spy network would need to be established so that even in the bosom of his family, the white American would have to scrupulously watch his words and actions. In her book, Red Virtue, Ella Winter cites two cases of Jewish sensibility in Russia. In one instance, a man was immediately arrested for having made the remark, quote, "That is a Jewish name," close quote. And in the other case, she states, quote, "A man was imprisoned for making an anti-Semitic joke," close quote. 1938. Sound familiar? The procedure in such cases might be, as if it had been in Soviet Russia, that parents would be taken out of the home at night, leaving young children to go on the streets, and the home closed by the order of the United Soviet States government. The parents would be interned or liquidated, the new term for killing coined by the Jew in Russia. These American children would be homeless and forced to exist in the same manner as do stray cats and dogs, but you see, they found out how to capitalize on that. Now they are very valuable in the court system, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a pop. They can make for stealing your children. It would then be a mere matter of time until these children would become infected and liable to carry any kind of disease. We covered that with the vaccination program. Since they would be living in unsanitary places, seeking shelter in any uncovered spot, such as hallways, under the arches of bridges, in railroad tunnels, and so on, if it should happen that the number of such dissipated and diseased American children should reach a formidable figure so that the state and city hospitals could simply not accommodate them, there would be a precedent for the remedy, the machine gun. These young American children would be taken out of the city under the pretense of being taken on a picnic, and when seated nicely on the ground, destroyed by hidden machine guns. So write Ernest F. Elmhurst in 1938. The American Planning Association brought this out to your attention last week. Just a little bit of a beginning from the Encyclopedia of Chicago. Although known by its current name only since 1978, the American Planning Association has a far longer history. Its roots go back to the first National Conference on City Planning, held in Washington, D.C. in 1909. By 1917, that informal group had become the American City Planning Institute, later known as the American Institute of Planners. Of course, you could visit Chicago, University of Chicago, 1313, and find out more about that. Just browse that up. Google Scroogle Dogpile web ferret it. 1313. Very interesting. In 1934, another organization, the American Society of Planning Officials, was formed, and unlike the AIP, whose members were mostly planning consultants, ASPO's 700 or so members, including citizen planning commissioners, city managers, and other public officials. And these are they that are today implementing ICLEI right in your town. These are the people, these change agents that we need to become vocal local. These are the ones that are accepting public buy-in. They're affecting the implementation of Agenda 21 and ICLEI and other programs through the process of public buy-in. Now, I'm not saying don't buy. I'm saying what you want to do is block the globalist agenda right where you are by blocking public buy-in. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to bring, you know, speak truth to power and bring the information to the elected officials and these unelected boards and councils, these Soviets, that are buying into these global initiatives, entering into treaties on an international basis in complete thumbing their nose at the Constitution. Of course, we've set the Constitution aside. We live in this state, not the state, and we need to remedy that soon. But anyway, going back to this again, in 1938, the ASPO, along with 16 other organizations, moved into a building specifically constructed for public service and associations on the campus of the University of Chicago in Hyde Park. Right? You're not going to get this anyplace else. Well, you might, but not recently. The location owed much to the influence of political science professor Charles Merriam, who was on the board of the Spelman Fund, an offshoot of the Rockefeller Foundation, which financed the building at 1313 East 60th Street, the brainchild of city management expert Louis Brownlow. 1313 housed the Public Administration Clearinghouse, a nationally known center of municipal research. Again, with the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned its codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, and an endless stream of codes and violations and municipal fees and forts and taxes and tax.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
So if you were to use the idea of syndicalism being floated these days again by Lark from Dallas, some of you may have heard his call-ins on various broadcasts, including this one. In the past, you know, we have to understand that it's not just the American Bar Association and the American Bankers Association and the National Association of Educators and so on and so forth. Syndicalism, it's all these groups. It's pluralism. If you really want to know the word, just underline that. Pluralism. But in 1978, ASPO and AIP consolidated to form the American Planning Association, this year APA, blending AIP's more professional and academic perspective with ASPO's broader national perspective. At the same time, a new group, the American Institute of Certified Planners, was formed to continue AIP's work in certifying planners, providing continuing education and promulgating a code of ethics. In 1903, the association moved to the Loop, where it has occupied space in the Old People's Gas Building at 122 South Michigan Avenue, designed by Daniel Burnham and Company in 1911. Interesting stuff, that. Some more here. Shifting things around, picking up books and bringing them to the table. All right. Here we go. Let's go to the Black's Law Dictionary, revised fourth edition. We talk about permits and licensing, getting a permit. What does it mean in law? As a noun, a permit is a license or an instrument granted by the officers of excise or customs, certifying that the duties on certain goods have been paid or secured and permitting their removal from some specified place to another. Wharton, a written license or a warrant issued by a person in authority empowering the grantee to do some act not forbidden by law but not allowable without such authority. These permits and licenses give you the opportunity to do something that would otherwise be unlawful without their permit. And here's another one. As a verb, permit, to suffer, allow, consent, or let, to give leave or license, to acquiesce by failure to prevent or to express assent or agree to the doing of an act. And there's lots of case law that runs with that. Interesting stuff. Permitting. The permitting process, and a license. Of course, you can't be a planner and practice planning, urban planning, without a license. You can't be an architect and practice architecture without a license. You can't be a attorney and practice law without a license. You can't be a doctor and practice medicine without a license. And who gives you the license? Well, the government does. And then you become a tax collector for the government. And then you float all of their initiatives and their agendas. You become basically an extension of government. You thought you were a professional. Hardly. Here's a little bit more. Who benefits? The Safe Communities, H.R. 3524. The Safe Communities Act, an essential component of livable communities. Have you ever gone into the dictionary and looked up the word community? How about looking up the word environment? You know that environment and community are virtually synonymous? And so when you raise each to the level of a belief system and call them an ism, like environmentalism or communitarianism, you're basically talking about the same thing. Communitarianism is simply environmentalism with a new twist. And vice versa. But the Safe Communities Act will give communities the tools to help them plan for and reduce the impact of disaster events. You can go over and take a look at Agenda 21, Chapter 7, 5-9. I use this one often on the air. 7.59, disaster mitigation, promoting human settlement development or human settlement planning and management in disaster-prone areas. I'd have to say that Daiichi in the Fukushima prefecture is a disaster-prone area. Well, let's find out a little bit about that. Remember, we have both natural and man-made disasters. Hard to say about the Daiichi reactor. Was the earthquakes and tsunamis man-made or natural? Natural disasters cause a loss of life, disruption of economic activities and urban productivity, particularly for highly susceptible low-income groups, and environmental damage such as the loss of fertile agricultural land and contamination of water resources, and can lead to major resettlement of populations. That should have been a news article right at the top of the discussion about what was going down in Fukushima. Right out of Agenda 21, blueprint for the 21st century plan of action, sustainable development. Over the past two decades, they are estimated to have caused some 3 million deaths and affected 800 million people. Of course, they don't give you the details on that. They don't point you in a direction to the 3 million deaths and affected 800 million, but they mention it. Global economic losses have been estimated by the Office of the United Nations Disaster Relief Coordinator to be in the range of $30 billion to $50 billion per year. Chapter 7.56 reads, the General Assembly in Resolution 44/236 proclaimed the 1990s as the International Decade for Natural Disaster Reduction. Natural disaster reduction. The goals of the decade bear relevance to the objectives of the present program or programme area. 7.57. In addition, there is an urgent need to address the prevention and reduction of man-made disasters and or disasters caused inter alia by industries, unsafe nuclear power generation, and toxic waste. If you can't get your sustainable development one way, you just go ahead and blow a nuclear reactor and get it that way. Here in 7.58, the objective, disaster mitigation. The objective is to enable all countries, and particularly those that are disaster-prone, to mitigate the negative impact of natural and man-made disasters on human settlements, national economies, and the environment activities. Chapter 7.59, my favorite quote in Agenda 21. Three distinct areas of activity are foreseen under this program area, namely, the development of a culture of safety. The development of a culture of safety. It's in quotations, culture of safety. I like to think of that as the promotion of a safety cult. The safety cult. And we see that. We see that right around us in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states. All of these FEMA first responder units coming into place, into view. You see through the wall cameras and all of that stuff. Soup and lunch wagon with the sleeper car in the middle. Fire trucks, hook and ladder of vehicles in small town America. You know, all that drives the planners. The planners have to deal with that. When you develop or design a subdivision, it has to be able to accommodate a 60-foot long fire truck with a sleeper car in the center of it. And they have to be able to turn around, you know, in your driveway. Otherwise, you need to have a bigger turnaround area there. And if you don't have it, well, I guess you just don't have a big enough lot to build on. And I've had to reject short plats on that basis. You couldn't put a big enough cul-de-sac bulb in there to handle the new fire trucks. Anyway, so first of all, the development of a culture of safety. Second, pre-disaster planning. Pre-disaster planning, that's what we do when we approve plats and building permits. That's what's happening today in small town America as they convert over to the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. You have to design your house to be able to withstand a flood and an earthquake and a locust plague and a forest fire and a range fire and a grass fire and a windstorm, you know, tsunamis and the whole nine yards. It's impossible, folks. You can't do it architecturally or from an engineering standpoint, but that's what they'd like to do. You're not even able to come into your house these days and change out an old electrical breaker box without rewiring the entire house. That's right. strip open all the walls if you're going to do that electrical project. Don't put this in without tearing out all of the walls and rewiring the whole house. It's amazing, isn't it? And they enforce that kind of nonsense. All right, so you have this promotion of the development of a culture of safety. Then you have pre-disaster planning. And third, post-disaster reconstruction. That's what's happening right now over at Fukushima, the post-disaster reconstruction. And there's big money in all of those.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So in promoting this culture of safety, it's of extreme advantage whenever you can have some kind of one of these many and sundry man-made natural disasters occur, because then you can take it to the news basket, then you can take it out and raise it up to public opinion and cross currents of public opinion and affect law and legislation, as we're doing now in Germany. As Merkel is backing away from nuclear power, you know, it wasn't nuclear power per se that caused any problem with Japan. It was an earthquake of enormous magnitude, followed immediately by an unprecedented tsunami wave. All right? That's where the real problem was. Could they have perhaps, you know, started to phase those reactors out, maybe modernize them if they needed to? Well, they've been operating fine without any problems for many, many decades. All right? Or some 37 years, I believe. But you never let a good crisis go to waste. You know, we talk about sustainable development and understanding it rightly. We know that if you wanted to boil it all the way down to one word, you need to simply say the word demand. Right? It's raising demand. It's creating demand. We're sustaining the demand, propping up, shoring up, and creating the demand for what? For the products and services that are created by the environmental and developmental concerns. Concerns are businesses, they're companies. Right? So that's what we're doing here. And we can see that, and you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. It's Libya, all right, Halliburton profit rises on North American oil output increase. All right, Halliburton profit rises on North American oil output increase. Of course, we're swimming in oil, but Halliburton's in here, and our increase to cost of a barrel of oil is underwriting, financing this development exploration of these companies. This is sustainable development at its finest. David Wyeth writing this for Bloomberg. Halliburton Company, the world's second largest oil field services provider, said that first quarter profit climbed as rising oil prices led to increased efforts to find oil and natural gas in North America. Of course, if you were listening to Lindsay Williams, he forecast that this was coming. You know, he'd heard it from his birdie on the wire behind the curtain. Net income rose to $511 million, or 56 cents a share, from $206 million, or 23 cents a year earlier, Halliburton said today in a settlement. Excluding charges of $44 million because of the impact of unrest in Libya, excluding charges of $46 million because of the impact of unrest in Libya. See, they're in every country of the world, all right? They're over there, they're taking some hits, and so they're charging you, the Americans, and all of us, through hidden taxes, by increasing the cost of delivery of our just-in-time delivery system. But they're charging you high prices in gasoline and diesel to accommodate the losses that Halliburton, private company, had elsewhere. But excluding the charges of $46 million because of the impact of unrest in Libya, the Houston-based company earned 61 cents a share, or 3 cents more than the average of 32 analyst estimates compiled by Bloomberg, as sales climbed 40% to $5.28 billion. Climbed 40%. Did you get a 40% increase in your earnings this year? Do you have 40% more business in your mom-and-pop store? Probably not. The average oil price for the quarter was 20% higher than a year ago, and a number of drilling rigs active in the United States and Canada rose 29%, according to Baker Hughes Incorporated. Halliburton is the largest provider in North America for pressure pumping, which uses materials such as sand and water to fracture rocks and help gas or oil to flow. Of course, you want to follow along with the research done by Dr. True Ott, I think it is, and find out the damage there. You've had a massive uptick in rig count, top line growth, and profitability in their North American business, and that's a good thing. We certainly should be accessing our own oil and natural gas reserves as well as our coal reserves. And instead of sending it off to Japan or outsourcing it someplace else, we need to be bringing it home and bringing it to use right here so that we can cut the cord, get off the teat of OPEC. But that'll be a way out yet. That's been primarily driven by their leading pressure pumping franchises, producers using this technology to drill in shale formations. Of course, that's the Bakken shale stuff that we heard about. Here's just a side note, a little bit more from the news basket. Nickel and dime crime, one out of nine to get presidential pardons. All right? You know, we don't pardon Ellen Brown, you know, Ed and Elaine Brown. They don't pardon them. No, no. No, no. You don't let Schiff go free. No, 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 no. No, no, the Barry the Usurper is taking things easy. For 42 years, Ronald Foster didn't know he had a felony conviction for cutting up pennies. It seemed like a nickel and dime crime at the time. Barry the Usurper apparently agrees, and on Friday he pardoned Foster and eight other people for unrelated crimes. Listen to these. Foster stands out among the list of convicted thieves, drug dealers, and users. And not just because his conviction is the oldest. In 1963, he was earning $82 a month as a Marine at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, when he says he and 16 others hatched a scheme to cut pennies into dimes so they could be used in vending machines. All right? A heinous crime, huh? Heinous crime. Well, he's finally got a pardon. All right? Here's another one. Secret Service caught them. Continuing. Let's see if we can drop down. Here's another one. James Bernard Banks of Liberty, Utah, who was sentenced in 1972 to 2 years probation for illegal possession of government property. This is a big deal, huh? Ought to come to the president's attention, be pardoned. Here's another one. Russell James Dixon of Clayton, Georgia, received 2 years probation in 1960 for a felony liquor violation. Here's another one. Lawrence Dorsey of Syracuse, New York, who was sentenced in 1998 to 5 years probation, required to pay $71,000 restitution for making false statements to the Food and Drug Administration. I wonder how much the fine would be to bury the usurper if he ever had to make atonement for the false statements that he's made regarding his origin of birth. Timothy James Gallagher of Navasota, Texas, who was sentenced in 1983 or 1982 to 3 years probation for possession and conspiracy to distribute cocaine. These are presidential pardons, folks. These cases ought not have ever come to court. Roxane Kale Hettinger of Powder Springs, Georgia, sentenced in 1986 to 30 days jail and 3 years of probation for conspiracy to distribute cocaine. Edgar Leopold Krantz, Jr. of Minot, North Dakota, received a bad conduct military discharge in 1994 for wrongful use of cocaine, adultery, and writing three insufficient fund checks. These people are getting presidential pardons. Wow. Amazing. Talk about playing it safe. Petty criminals and thieves. All right. Anyway, getting pardons. Here's a little bit more. Developing a culture of safety, right back to Agenda 21, 7.60, to promote a quote-unquote culture of safety in all countries, especially those that are disaster-prone, the following activities should be carried out. I'm talking about Fukushima here this morning, but you look to Haiti and other places. Completing national and local studies on the nature and the occurrence of natural disasters. I wonder how many studies have been conducted over the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years by the Japanese as regards the occurrence of tsunamis. I think they have a series of pillars marking the high water line of all the previous tsunamis, and people continually build below those barrier stones, those marker stones, those monuments. Here's a little bit more. Completing national and local studies again on the nature and the occurrence of natural disasters, their impact on people and economic activities, the effects of inadequate construction and land use in hazard-prone areas, and the social and economic advantages of adequate pre-disaster planning. Once again, I just remind you about the American Planning Association. It's amazing how many different lobbyist groups in this pluralistic world that we live in go in and agitate and agitate and agitate like little birds on a wire, cheeping, cheeping for recognition, so that their special group can get recognized in a document as profound as Agenda 21. But the planners certainly made great hay in use of this. Implementing nationwide and local awareness campaigns through all available media. That's really good, isn't it? That's where the magazines all have your little sustainable development, green stuff, recycle, reuse, and, you know, reuse, recycle, whatever the three R's are on that. All of these various advertisements that you say, you know, published by the National Ad Council about using the CFL bulbs and things like that. That's what's going on here. The media makes a lot of money on all of this because they get to get paid from federal sources for running these ads, taking up filler space in their newspapers and their magazines and on TV and radio. Again, implementation of nationwide local awareness campaigns. You call that a trip down memory lane to Ivy Ledbetter Lee and propaganda in the Americas, public relations campaigns, all available media, translating the above knowledge into information easily comprehensible to the generally dumb public and to the populations directly exposed to hazards, strengthening and or developing global, regional, national, and local early warning systems all across Missouri here, this part of the country. They've stopped using the tornado signals, their warning sirens. They've just shut them down. They went through all of these grants and aid to get their sirens. And then they realized that having to come and do drills and things, people were getting tired of it, and they got tired of hearing about it, and they complained about it. So they've shut them all down. All right. So they pulled down all of the websites to tell you what the daily nuclear radiation level is and all that. Well, we'll pick up the next couple of points right after these words from our sponsors. Do stay tuned. More to come.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I hope that you can understand and appreciate the value of what we're talking about here on these broadcasts. You know, we need to step back, stand back, take a look at some of these, you know, band-aids that are being offered to cover up the sucking chest wound of the body politic. You know, some of the things that pass for knowledge these days are hard indeed to understand. And certainly some of the solutions that are being advanced are specious, to say the least. And it's amazing how many people catch the train and ride along just because it's easy to do so. It doesn't require you to do anything more than stay home, I guess. Anyway, back to the discussion. H.R. 3524, the Safe Communities Act, creates a new grant program to support state, local, and regional planning activities aimed at reducing threats posed by natural and human-caused disasters. So here we see right out of the U.S. House of Representatives the implementation of Agenda 21, just in case you were wondering. Implementation of Chapter 7.55 through Chapter 7.61 and further. Continuing, grant-eligible projects, that's a hyphenated combination there, grant-eligible. This is what we mean when we say don't buy. At least that's what I mean when I say it. I'm not talking about going to shopping with your mom and pop. I'm talking about blocking public buy-in, grant-eligible projects. They do this, they advance these global initiatives by affecting public buy-in. They implement their agendas through affecting public buy-in, and they do that with dialogue to consensus meetings, with your change agents coming in from all around, all of this pluralistic panoply of alphabet agencies and all of the various and sundry water boards and school boards and this board and that board, unelected Soviet councils. But, back to the discussion here, grant-eligible projects include comprehensive risk assessment and inventory of critical inventory infrastructure. Right? Now, we have that going on right here, and it's probably happening in your town, too. Your city council recently signed up for one of these programs, and they got grant money. Land use planning for natural hazards and terrorism security. Updating building codes and urban design techniques for risk reduction. Yes, it's happening in your town. It's happening in mine, too. Creates a research program to investigate best practices in comprehensive land use and community planning aimed at reducing threats posed by natural hazards and acts of terror. And whenever you see that natural hazards, you always have to say man-made and natural hazards. And acts of terror. Acts of terror. Terrorism. Right? Why this is important. The number of people who live in harm's way is expanding dramatically. More properties and more lives are at risk, both from natural and human-caused disasters. For example, it is estimated that by 2025, 75% of our nation's population will live in or near coastal communities. Yes, that's true. We found out about that on the National Ocean Council, where they created this band all the way around our coastlines from the most northeasterly tip of our continent, all the way down around through Florida, back around the Gulf of Mexico, leaping over and picking it up in California and running it all the way up past Point Barrow in Alaska, all the way to the Canadian border with Alaska. Wow. And there's this ban now under the National Ocean Council's jurisdiction, by the way. Amazing how big that is. Anyway, for example, it is estimated by 2025, 75% of our nation's population will live in or near coastal communities. In addition, there are 22,000 identified at-risk communities throughout the United States located in the wildland-urban interface. Wildland-urban interface. We talk about the wildlands map. Getting the people out of the way so that the deer and antelope may play. Climate change only compounds the problem with predictions of increased frequency of extreme weather events and rising sea levels. Rising sea levels. Of course, you're in great peril if you happen to live in Florida, where it's only, what, 8 or 9 feet above sea level in the panhandle there. Anyway, continuing along. Rising disaster recovery costs impact us all. Look what the expense coming down on and at the Japanese people today and in Haiti. Continuing. The financial services and insurance industry, this is your traveler's insurance industry and others, Morgan Guarantee Company, the black nobility of Europe, any way you want to look at it, as well as local communities, annual federal spending on wildfire suppression. Of course, this past week, we've gotten nothing but headline articles out of Texas as the wildfire spreads out of control. That's good news, baby. That's good news. For the enhanced 911 system and the creation of these multi-jurisdictional all-hazard natural man-made mitigation programs. Anyway, whereas flooding caused an average of $4.4 billion per year in private and public property damage between 1990 and 2003, earthquakes can cause an additional $4.4 billion of property damage annually. And we see Haiti and Chile and Japan as they fire up HAARP on a regular basis here. Angels don't play this harp. Federal investment in natural disasters can include prevention and mitigation, as well as the response and recovery. This is the militarization of your police and your firefighters all across America. Investment in prevention can save money in the long term. The World Bank and the U.S. Coast Guard, USGS, Coast Geodetic Survey, it should be, have estimated that $40 billion invested in risk reduction strategies could have saved as much as $280 billion in worldwide economic losses from disasters in the 1990s, a $7 return for every dollar invested. Putting the dollars and cents on this now. Smart planning can also redirect development away from hazardous areas. Get all those nasty people away from the ocean there, out of Fukushima Prefecture. Get them out of the Daiichi area. Move them out. Move them out. Move them to the high ground. Move them into stack them and pack them sustainable development communities. That's the idea. And promote environmental benefits. and such as protecting natural floodplains. How big is the floodplain in the Mississippi River Valley? Anyone ever computed the number of acres that is? How big is that watershed? Well, let's go back a little bit further here. Go back into Agenda 21, having covered that H.R. 3524, the Safe Communities Act. Strengthening and or developing global, regional, national, and early local warning, local early warning systems to alert populations to impending disasters. Point D, identifying industrially based environmental disaster areas at the national and international levels and implementing strategies aimed at the rehabilitation of these areas through inter alia, restructuring of the economic activities, and promoting new job opportunities in environmentally safe and sound sectors. So now we're off into the implementation of cap and trade. Oh, let us put away forever all thoughts of nuclear energy. We can't have that 24-7, 365, 30, 40, 50, almost no moving parts. We can't have that. No, instead of that, we have to have Don Quixote's windmills. Every one of them with a rotor, every one of them with tons of bearings and oil and rotor blades that need to be replaced on a regular basis. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these Don Quixote windmills onshore and offshore. Thousands and thousands of new miles of infrastructure, cables and wires. Oh, that's really beneficial, isn't it? And all of the jobs that will create as everybody runs around oiling windmills for the rest of our lives. Just doesn't make good sound sense economically or from an engineering standpoint. All those moving parts, you know. But let's continue. Again, restructuring of the economic activities and promoting new job opportunities in environmentally safe and sound sectors. Everybody's going to go around and caulk and paint, right? Weather stripping, installing CFL bulbs, taking out the old lighting fixtures, putting in new lighting fixtures. Most of the lighting fixtures in my house won't accommodate a CFL bulb. They look ugly with them in there, too, by the way. But that's just the beginning of the story. Then there's the smart meters and your smart thermostats and all of your four-star energy efficient appliances. It's all about demand, my friends. It's sustaining the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products. These are all these new jobs, all these new widgets. Think about it, how many Chinese we could employ in the coming centuries and how many of you out there can schlep around in coveralls doing these maintenance jobs that the Hebrew boys would never touch. Well, there's more to it than that. Promoting close collaboration between government and local authorities. Doesn't that sound like ICLEI to you? Local communities and non-governmental organizations and private businesses. These are the public-private partnerships we talk about here so often. And of course, then there's developing and enforcing strict environmental control standards. We need more regulations. We need more rules. We need more policies. We need more people. We need more people in government. We need to grow the size of the government, and we need to make sure that you're doing what you're told to do, and nothing more and nothing less. And then when we tell you you're going to pick up four pairs of socks at Walmart and they'll all be gray, you hustle out and get your four pairs of socks because industry needs you to support it. The consumers are necessary. You must consume on time. We have a just-in-time delivery system. What are you, a terrorist? Economic radical? Yeah, love it, don't you? I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.